billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be. He saved today. Uplifted be. Uplifted be. When nothing else can help, uplifted be. By his love, out of the angry waves. Hallelujah. Oh, let him do it this morning. Thank him for his love. Praise God. I do, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We receive your love. Hallelujah. We believe in it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Easy, right? Now we're going to sing, I love him so. I gave my life to Jesus just because I love him so. I love him so. I love him so. I gave my life to Jesus just because I love him so. I love him so. I love him so. I gave my life to Jesus just because I love him so. Smaller group, and maybe you feel a little more comfortable to testify. You're not so intimidated. So feel free. Hallelujah. Encourage the staff. Take advantage of an opportunity to give God the glory. Amen. Everyone. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Waiting for testimonies, we're just looking to Jesus and waiting for him to come. And if he has something he wants us to do or say, he'll show us as we just keep our eyes on him. Hallelujah. Keep loving him. Keep your heart open. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh Lord, I love you so. Jesus, I praise your holy name. Hallelujah, glory, glory. Hallelujah. The Apostle John said, we have come to know and believe the love that God has toward us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwells in God. We've come to know and believe. It's one thing to know that Jesus loves you, but it's another thing to believe in his love. Trust in his love. Yeah, I know God loves me, but But. Trust in His love. Believe in it. Believe in His love today. Hallelujah. Look away from yourself. Trust in His mercy. God delights in those that trust in His mercy. Oh, thank God. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we're afraid to talk about mercy because we think that, well, then that'll give people an excuse just to live any way they want to and just believe that God's going to bless them anyway. But it's not exactly like that. I found that the mercy of God causes me to hope in spite of myself. See, I tend to think, well, God can't bless me very much because I'm not perfect. Or maybe I've done something that, or thought something, or treated somebody some way that I shouldn't. And so I come to church with all these barriers up. Lord, you can't really bless me a whole lot, but if I can get just a little, you know, like what did Lazarus say, just a drop of water on my tongue, I'll be happy. And I thought that, I found out that's the wrong attitude completely. Praise God. Sometimes we have people, they sit in the back of the church. Well, some people just like to sit back there. You know, there are two places where people are stationary. The cemetery and the church. They have their own spots. And I hope that your church doesn't turn into a cemetery, but that we're alive unto God. But sometimes people sit in the back, you know. They don't expect much of a blessing, but if they can get a little taste, they'll be happy at least. But I find that God wants me to come and say, Lord, no, I'm not perfect, and I made mistakes, and yeah, I don't deserve your blessing. I don't deserve your touch. I don't deserve your presence. I mean, that's settled. I know that. I know it. You know it. But mercy gives me what I don't deserve. And if that's true, then I can always expect God to come to me. And when He comes, I don't feel now, okay, well, I haven't lived a perfect life. God bless me anyway, so I'm going to keep living the way I want to. No, when God comes, then He changes you. Then He empowers you to live in a way that would please Him. But if you don't hope in His mercy and you trust in yourself and you look at yourself and you say, well, Lord, I know you can't do very much for me this morning. Well, then how are we ever going to be changed? How are we ever going to live a life that pleases Jesus? How are we ever going to live and walk in the Spirit? It's hoping in His mercy. Has God taught you that? To learn to believe in His love? Well, it's a lesson we need to learn. And He knows how to teach us, so thank God. I'm still learning. Aren't you still learning? I sometimes think, boy, we've been serving God for so many years. I remember when I realized I was at an age where I am now a Christian half my life, right? And now I'm a Christian far beyond half my life. And it's wonderful. And the wonderful thing about it is Jesus is more precious to me now than He was back then. And I'm more hungry for God. And God is still teaching me, still working, still opening the Scriptures to me. I read the same stories that I've read over and over again, and I see new things. It's amazing. That's God's book. It has to be. And depending on what you're going through, the Lord will emphasize different things to help you. Sometimes you don't see something new, but you receive a new and greater appreciation for what you do see. And that's wonderful too. So if we're here and we're seeking Jesus, then we know that He's helping us to grow. And that's wonderful.